Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Friday morning to you. It is 8:11, 70 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
I want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Our good friends from Piedmont Medical Center, they are joining us this morning. We're talking about the career of a nurse, and this is an interesting study that came from the University of South Carolina. They believe by the year 2030, South Carolina is predicted to have the fourth highest nursing shortage in the United States. But the USC School of Nursing dean said they are working with local hospitals, much like Piedmont, to graduate 400 nursing students per year in the next few years. And our friends, again, from Piedmont Medical Center, they're going to talk a little bit about the role of a nurse and how you can maybe join the ranks there at Piedmont Medical Center. We've got Market CEO for Piedmont Medical Center, Mark Nasaka.
Good morning.
As well as Market Chief Nursing Officer for Piedmont, Janet Bright. Good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning, Lucas and Ashley.
Both nurses. Both of you are nurses. Right. Let's start ladies first, and then Mark, you can follow. What attracted you to the job of a nurse? What was it about the job that you said, hey, I want to do this for the rest of my life?
My mother was a nurse. And I went to college, and quite honestly, my stepfather said, I'll pay for college, but you have to have a plan. And so I thought, well, mom's a nurse, I can be a nurse. And so that's how I got to be a nurse. But I never, ever regretted it, because I've been able to do so many different things in my career.
Fantastic.
And so it's been a great experience all the years.
I would think that being a nurse is very rewarding. Not just anybody can walk off the street and want to be a nurse.
That's right.
So talk a little bit about, you know, nursing characteristics and some things that you were able to do that way.
I think for any nurse, the biggest part of their personality, their success, is that they are compassionate, that they're not only compassionate but have a passion for whatever kind of nursing that they want to do, and that their main objective is to make sure that they deliver safe patient care, that their patients are the best taken care of, that they have everything they need to do what they need to do to help take care of, whether it's an infant or an elderly person who's at the end of their life. I think that's the piece every nurse has to have. Now, nurses have different skill sets. You know, there are nurses that are very techno-savvy. There are nurses that are very touchy-feely. And then there's nurses in between all that. There are OR nurses who, I would say, they're very technical. They help a doctor. They know what the instruments are. They know what he needs. They can second-guess him. But they know what he needs before he asks. And then there are those nurses who, in my opinion, more like a hospice nurse, somebody who's just, or even a labor and delivery nurse, somebody who's caring and seeing somebody through a very life-changing part of their lives. So,
Mark, what about you? What drew you to the career of a nurse?
That's a great question. I think, as Janet said, there's most of my family are healthcare professionals, and I saw it as not quite as touchy feely as Janet described, but I saw it as a means to an end. I thought, okay, I'm going to go to nursing school, and then I'm going to go to anesthesia school, and I was going to be a CRNA, and so it was a stepping stone. But then after I became a nurse, then life looked different. Right. And so it took a different turn for me. But the initial was, I need to get into the job market. I need to be able to provide for myself. And nursing was a great way to instantly do that. But plus, I was drawn to the excitement of it. And as Janet was pointing out, you know, I was a trauma nurse and worked at charity in New Orleans, and, you know, big inner city hospital. And so for me, you know, I wasn't just a nurse. I wanted to be an action hero. So it took on a slightly different context. But as Janet pointed out, because of the myriad of people who need healthcare, there's a myriad of opportunities for nurses to help people. And so you really can find your own niche within the nursing profession. And so that's what got me there. And sure enough, as soon as I became a nurse, I was working. Then I got a flexible schedule, working nights and weekends, went back to college and started earning an advanced degree. And so it afforded me a way to advance in my life while still making a contribution in a way that was very meaningful, intimate, helped me to be the person I wanted to be. And so it really is a way for people to become better people in terms of how they make a contribution in this world. And so I found that to be true for me.
During COVID, it raised our awareness even more about those in the healthcare profession. How has COVID impacted maybe the attractiveness of the job of a nurse? Has it drawn people to the career and to the profession because they saw how literally they were saving people? Or were you afraid that it might push them back a little bit because they saw what was happening at maybe hospitals across the country?
Did he just go there? Did he just go there?
Yeah, and I'm going to...
The dreaded C word?
I'm going to answer honestly.
Yeah.
I think it did both. I think that for some... it was too much. The whole COVID, and especially in the beginning, before we knew really how to take care of COVID patients, and the nurse was the only one beside the physician who was taking care of these patients. They were truly on the front line. Visitors, family members couldn't be there. The nurse had to be everything to that patient. And I think for some, that was hard, and they had to make a change. But for others, I think that just drew them in even more, and that was what they got into nursing for, is to be that caregiver, to be that person. I think the other thing that COVID did for nursing was created just innovation. How do we do things different? How do we take care of these sick people differently than we've ever done before? And for a lot of nurses, that pushes that button that they love, you know, innovation. They love creativity. They love inventing new ways of doing things. I think that's another draw for nursing. If you like things to be different, go into nursing. Because if you love it, it's going to change. If you hate it, it's going to change.
So the job of a nurse, you can take it anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to live in the mountains, you can be a nurse there. If you want to live in Hawaii, you can be a nurse there. What is the culture like to be a nurse in the Piedmont healthcare system? Mark, would you say?
I think the culture is about the people that are here in Rock Hill. It's not about being a nurse in the mountains. It's not about being a nurse in Hawaii. It's about being a nurse today here in Rock Hill and soon to be Fort Mill. Let's not forget that. But up in Gold Hill. But I think it's about people that are intimately connected to other people right here in this community. So it's not a theoretical science. It's not something foreign. It's not something you get on an airplane to go do. It's about living our lives here in this community and being a part of each other's lives in a scientific way, right? I mean, as you pointed out, Janet, it's very technical. You know, there's lots of safety rules and regulations. There's a lot of things we have to monitor. It's highly complex. But at the end of the day, it's really about people taking care of people, but using their brains and their wits and their educations to do it with. And so it's a very fulfilling way to contribute to others in this community.
I have to say our community is just the right size. We're not too big. We're not too small. So the people that are helping you, nurses and doctors, you're going to either see them at church.
That's right.
Target. At your Target, at your child's school, in the grocery store, at the park, at community events. I mean, I shared before we went on the air, we delivered our little bundle of joy at Piedmont, and still to this day, we still stay in touch with several of her nurses. Like, I mean, 10 years later, and
isn't
we still
great?
Still
That's wonderful.
In touch with our nurses. So, and how rewarding it is when you go to the hospital, something is wrong, right? You're either wrong
you're not feeling
there
right.
There you go, right.
Something wrong.
Yes.
Right.
And what a relief it is to see the nurses, usually the first person you see, and they're caring. You know,
that's right.
They're excited to help you. And what a relief. Literally, when the nurse comes in, you go from this tense feeling where your shoulders are up by your ears and you just relax and you're like, okay, all's going to be okay. They're here to help, right. And they've gone through the training, and they want to see me get out of here happy and healthy.
But,
that's right.
But you know, Lewis, I think you just gave us, Lucas, you gave us the best sort of testimony of nursing that we could have, and that is people took care of your wife, you, your child, and today you're still talking about it, right? So those people had an effect on you and your family in a way that we can't just describe in terms of, you know, technical terms, right? It was a personal experience that person gave to you that you're still wanting in your life, right? And so that's why we're here to talk about and celebrate nursing is, but these people do more than just the technical aspects of what people mm-hmm. see, and they're doing it in this community, and we need more of them. We need more people to say, you know what, I'm attracted to that, and I want to be a part of it, which is why we've got a hiring event coming up. And if you have time, I would like
yeah.
to...
Yeah.
Please do. We're pushing up against a break, but tell us where we need to be and what we need to
okay,
do.
Okay, two things. One is we're having an emergency nurse hiring event. That's for emergency room nurses. You're going to love this. At Vikings Axe in Fort Mill. We're going to have axe throwing. They don't do that at work.
Like yeah. an emergency room nurse?
Yeah. They don't do that at work.
Only they won't have any practice. But, right.
Well, when they see the CEO coming, they often think of it, right? And so that's September 27th at 5:30 to 8.
They're action-oriented.
They're action-oriented. Yes, yes, yes. And then we have something called a float pool where they can work in a lot of different areas. Mm. And so that hiring event is September 29th at 4 p.m. at the Courtyard in Kingsley. And so both of those are great events, and we're asking people to come out.
Your marketing staff is just the best. They're in here this morning, and I'm not just saying that because you're in here, but we love Caitlin and Valerie, who we deal with a lot through the media. They do a great job of letting us know about these dates. So when we get closer to those dates in September, we'll let you know about it. But if you have any questions about nursing, we often say it, speak directly to the people that are in the profession. If you just call up or stop by and try to want to see what's going on, I'm sure Janet and Mark can point you all in the right direction. But certainly we need more nursing in South Carolina. We don't like this statistic, so we want to change this by 2030. We want to make sure we have enough nurses in the state of South Carolina. So it's a career path with a lot of open-ended possibilities for you.
Lots of open doors.
There you go. So Janet Bright, Mark Nasaka, again from Piedmont Medical Center, thank you both so much for your leadership and for just exposing the career of a nurse to
Thanks
us. We certainly
us.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thank you. Us.